I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. It was brought to the Veterans Services Office attention that TRICARE will be terminating the TRICARE Online TOL portal and replacing it with the MHS Genesis. If you wish to keep your personal medical files from TOL, you must download them before April 1st, 2025. Yesterday was a special day at the Inyo County Sheriff's Office as Sheriff Stephanie J. Rindy proudly swore in three new team members, Jacob Walt, Deputy Sheriff, Cesar Rico, Correctional Officer, Salvador Duran, Correctional Officer. These individuals are stepping up to serve and protect our community. We couldn't be more excited to have them join our team. Their commitment and dedication reflect the strength and values of Inyo County. On the same day, we welcome Stephanie Bowman as our newest office technician. She will be an amazing asset to our team, keeping our operation running smoothly and supporting our mission to serve Inyo County. Hey, head on out to the Inyo County Sheriff's Facebook page or Sierra Wave Media. We've shared their post. Congratulate these individuals. Yesterday at about 11:45 a.m., you might have seen that Grove Street was closed down with Bishop PD blocking the road. Turned out that a poor individual just could not get their car to go from drive or into reverse and required towing. Thank you, Bishop PD, for being there to help. Well, in today's busy world, it is important more than ever that all kids have the opportunity to participate in sports. Sports help develop confidence, social skills, teamwork, and resilience, in addition to benefiting a child's physical and mental health. That is why at the beginning of each calendar year, the town of Mammoth Lakes and Mono County award valuable funding to local nonprofit youth sporting organizations. The youth sports funding process takes place with oversight and funding recommendations from the town's Park and Recreation Commission. The majority of funds are used by the youth sporting groups as scholarships to foster greater participation in low-income families. Additionally, funds are used for travel expenses, uniforms, and equipment. This year, $47,000 was awarded by the town council to local youth sports organizations that serve more than 950 children from Bridgeport to Lake Crowley. The Inyo County Office of Education is accepting applications for a director of facilities. For information, go to edjoin, that's edjoin.com, edjoin, for more information. Mark your calendar, a lunch and learn is coming up soon. That's from the Bishop Chamber of Commerce. Enjoy great food and important conversations with fellow business leaders. This month's program will be given by Luis Medina of Sierra Forever, the mule as working animal, teacher, soldier, legend, and friend. Perfect timing as we'll be gearing up for the 2025 Mule Day celebration. This will be taking place on Thursday, March 13, 2025. Time will be 12 noon. Be at the Bishop Country Club Golf Course. It's $25 per person, includes meal, non-alcoholic beverage, tax, and gratuity. Also includes a chance to win a free lunch. Also, put this on your calendar. A blood drive is coming up in Bishop. It'll be March 18th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and March 19th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. It'll be at the Bishop Elks, which is at 151 East Line Street. You can sign up today by calling 775-329-6451 or go to Vitalant, which is VITALANT.org. What's new at the Bishop Twin Theater? The Monkey, rated R, horror comedy. It's 1 hour and 40 minutes long. It's got a 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb. When twin brothers find a mysterious wind-up monkey, a series of outrageous deaths tear their family apart. 25 years later, the monkey begins a new killing spree, forcing the estranged siblings to confront the cursed toy. Being held over is Paddington in Peru. It has a 6.7 out of 10 on IMDb. When Paddington discovers his beloved aunt has gone missing from the house for retired bears, He and the Brown family head to the jungles of Peru to find her. Determined to solve the mystery, they soon stumble across a legendary treasure as they make their way through the rainforest of the Amazon. Showtimes and trailers can be found at bishoptwintheater.com. This week in Skippable News, we sit down and have a long discussion with Bishop Police Chief Nate Durr and discuss everything from homelessness housing, the police academy, and the truth behind ICE and the Bishop PD. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Jason Brown. Since 1996, nearly 30 years now, we've been your resource for local news, sports, weather, culture, and the people like Chief Nate Durr who shape it.